Welcome to MLB from CDA Baseball, your home of discussion and analysis of Major League Baseball. This podcast will instantly awe you in the use knowledge of MLB. Hear the latest MLB stats, standings, and news here. James Morris, who is filled with fun knowledge of MLB, is your host and has many guests come on the podcast weekly. Please enjoy this one-of-a-kind podcast. Welcome to MLB from CDA Baseball. I'm your host, James Morris, and we officially have World Series winners. That is the Houston Astros, and I'm still kind of in awe. In awe is not the right word, but I guess in a way shocked that the Astros actually ended up winning this World Series, because everyone thought the Phillies were going to win the World Series after Game 1 and Game 2 and Game 3, even though the Astros ended up winning one of those three games. But to me, the Phillies had it in there. They could have won it from the very start of it. And I feel like since they figured out, okay, we won 7-0, we scored 6 runs the first game, we hit them pretty hard game 2, then we get no hit game 4, only get few hits game 5, and altogether we only get 3 hits to lose the World Series. But the Astros had Framer Valdez on the mound, and boy was he really good. Zach Wheeler was on the mound for the Phillies, and we're going to talk about what the most costly mistake I think, and was the number one costly mistake for Rob Thomson, the Phillies manager. What happened? The most costly mistake that he took Zach Wheeler out and put Jose Alvarado in. We'll talk about that a little bit later. First, talk about Framber Valdez. He went 6 innings, giving up only 1 run, 9 strikeouts, giving a home run to Kyle Schwarber early in the game. He actually scored the runs first game.
It's a fastball, and it's cranked to right field. Astros blink first. Schwarber with a blast, and it's 1-0.
So it's the 6th inning. It goes 6 innings, going 0-0, and then Schwarber puts them on the board. And so Zach Wheeler is strong through 5 innings, and then he gives a walk. He gives up a hit, and then he gives up a walk again. So I believe it was either guys on first and third, or bases loaded with no outs. So I'm getting a little anxious and like, okay, so I would keep him in because he hasn't given up a single run yet. And he got Alvarado warming up, a unreliable pitcher so far, but he is a guy that throws gas. I still have no idea how people catch up to his fastball. But Wheeler gets taken out with guys on base and no outs after pitching no runs, only giving up 2 hits before that. A little trouble going into there. So in a way, he goes 5 innings. And then Alvarado comes in. The first batter he faces is Yordan Alvarez with guys on. Yordan Alvarez makes him pay with the go-ahead home run.
2-1, Alvarez. It's a high drive center field. Veerling's back. This game is turned upside down.
Now, it was loud. Jose Alvarado gets a fastball right down the middle, and Yordan Alvarez does not miss it and puts him on the board 3-1. And every Phillies momentum or any single thing that they thought they could actually maybe win this game totally flipped upside down. And just like that, just like snap of a finger, the Phillies almost, I feel like in a way, they knew they're going to lose this game. And then Jose Alvarado ended up giving up another run to Christian Vasquez, who singled. And I believe the 16 as well.
Base of left field, Christian Vasquez. Bregman hangs on, Schwarber can't get it cleanly. Massive insurance run, knocked in by Vasquez.
Vasquez, we said, is a good low ball hitter. Where was that pitch? It was in off the plate, but it was low, and he allowed him to get the barrel of the bat to the ball. Schwarber trying to make a do-or-die play.
And that makes it 4-1, and I think all hope was lost for the Phillies at that point. It's the 6th inning, 4-1. They try to make a comeback, don't make it happen. And Ryan Pressly gets Nick Castellanos out.
Castellanos. There goes the runner. Fly ball down the right field line. Tucker comes on. Kyle Tucker. This time they finish the job. The Houston Astros, world champions.
Thank you. The Houston Astros have won 2 or 3 World Series now. I honestly don't even remember. And the Phillies, or the Astros, to be honest, deserved it all. Jeremy Peña won World Series MVP.
We have one more trophy to hand out. The Willie Mays Most Valuable Player presented by Chevrolet. Can we have Jeremy Peña? Right here. That's all yours. To win the World Series.
I mean, this is what we dream about. You say we love y'all. Let's go.
Jeremy Peña. Well, now let's really, really dive in on Jeremy Peña and what he's gone through to become a World Series MVP. And to me, it's pretty crazy. He ended up batting only 253 this year. It really has, you know, bounced it a lot better. I mean, this year he's a Rookie of the Year candidate for the AL, and he's looking really good. So, in the regular season, 22 home runs, 63 RBIs, and batting 253. Very similar to the Rookie of the Year winner of 2021, Jonathan India. And let's talk about his minor league years. So, he got brought up from AAA, was batting 287 there with 10 home runs. And he was looking pretty good there, defensively, offensively. He got brought up a rookie ball and then went up to AAA and showed numbers through every single an A ball, triple A. I mean, he really showed numbers in every level that he was at. And then he got brought up at 25 years old and did really, really well. Rookie year candidate, might win, you never know. 22 home runs, batting 53, World Series MVP, World Series champs. That's all you can ask for from a rookie. Gold Glove candidate. I mean, this guy, he really, really, really took Carlos Correa's spot really well. I don't think they had any idea he was going to take his spot that well. So Carlos Correa had to leave. He went to the Twins. He was a free agent that year. The Twins signed him. And then Jeremy Peña took his spot and did maybe not as good as Carlos Correa, but really, really close. And I think if Jeremy Peña can keep this up, he's a Hall of Famer in the future. Like, within, I mean, he can easily take that spot. But we got a lot to talk about. First of all, I just want to talk about this. We got a new series. We haven't done a series yet. I'm really excited about this. We're going to call it Baseball Has a Problem. At least that's what I think I'm going to call it. I haven't really done too much studying on it yet, but we're going to talk about all of the playoffs, all of the seasons of 2022, and why there has been, you know, why has the pitchers dominated this entire year? We got, you know, we have a no-hitter and 2 scoreless innings going extra innings just in the postseason. And we also had numerous no-hitters early in the season. Spin rates going higher even after the cheating check. I guess what happened through that, and we're going to call it Baseball Has a Problem. And I'm really excited to talk about that. What happened? Why is it postseason? Why are the pitchers dominating in the postseason? We're talking all about that. But World Series champions, the Houston Astros, and they proved it, held the Phillies only 3 hits in Game 6, 6 hits in Game 5, and no hit Game 4, and they had the, what I believe, a 0.86 ERA as a bullpen in the entire the playoffs. So I think that's amazing. I'm really excited for that. And pretty soon we got spring training starting February 24th. And I'm really excited to talk about that. But I was thinking we could talk about just some MLB news. It's never too early. Power rankings. We obviously got the Astros first. The Dodgers second. Just they got lost in the LDS. But their roster is looking really good. You got Trey Turner who's being a free agent. But Clayton Kershaw's a free agent. So is Craig Kimbrell. But they're going to be busy in the postseason. They're going to want to actually win a World Series. They haven't won it since 2020. Besides that, not for a long, long time. So I'm really hoping. I mean, I don't want to hope because I feel like the Dodgers are always going to be really good. But I'm really excited what the Dodgers are going to do because they're the best team I can buy. Edwin Diaz got signed a 5-year, $102 million. Edwin Diaz is the best closer in baseball, the richest reliever in baseball as well, probably even forever. Signed on Wednesday with the Mets, and he's going to be in that jersey for 5 years. DeGrom's a free agent. Aaron Judge a free agent. Otani will be a free agent coming here soon. Bogarts is a free agent. Where will he go? There's so many free agents. J-Ram undergoes thumb surgery. Maybe will be ready for the start of 2023. Garrett Whitlock, he does not know what he's going to be in 2023. And most of all, in my opinion, what are the Reds going to do in the offseason? I think that's going to be very interesting, in my opinion. I love predicting in every single way, so I'm doing a lot of that as well. But I think, first of all, we could just talk about where I think Xander Bogaerts is going to go. I know we're going to talk about all about the free agents later, so we don't have that much time. I'm just going to talk about as much Xander Bogaerts as possible because I really like him. But first of all, I think one team he might go into is the Mariners. But it's because they need shortstop. They're probably going to get rid of Adam Frazier. They're not a huge fan of J.P. Crawford as of right now. And there'll be a lot of movement on the shortstop market. Got Dansby Swanson as well. But Bogaerts hasn't ruled out the agreement of being a free agent, but he most likely will be. He's a solid shortstop. I think I really like statistics from him. But I don't know. I kind of want to talk about this later. Xander Bogaerts, I think he's going to be free agent. He's going to cost a lot of money. $20 million this year. Who will sign him? Where will he go? Thank you for listening to MLB from CDA Baseball. Please share this podcast, and thank you.